If this were NBC's coverage of the Olympics, I would not be able to get this tease out without pausing for a commercial two times. I mean it. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalecki.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us, not one, two huge celebrity guests this hour, both considered friends of the program, both back once again. The first, one of my favorite comedians of all time, the one and only Richard Lewis. Then later this hour, from the Kinks, the one and only Dave Davies. So, two friends of the program, sit back and enjoy. In between, we'll hear from Mark Leonard, this week's edition of On the Mark. He's talking about Suicide Squad, the latest summer blockbuster to come down the road. What does Mark think about it? You'll have to stay tuned and find out. Then, Jay Leno, that show of his on CNBC. The thing about the cars, his garage, do we really care? It's still there. Jay, maybe it's just time to go. We start things off this hour with NBC's coverage of the Olympiad. It is underway. We're right in the middle of it. Rio is they are so excited in Rio for these wonderful Olympic Games. Last weekend, my wife decides she wants to watch women's gymnastics. Okay, I remember doing this with her in the past, and now our son is here, so let's watch all of this together. It's a great family moment. USA, USA. So we turn on the NBC television network, and we see, first of all, the colors from Rio. Everything has got to be this bright green. I still have it in my eyes after watch. Everything is this ridiculously bright lime green. Can we try to tone it down just a little bit? I know it's Brazil. I know it's one of their colors, right? Or whatever. Just enough. My retinas are saying, please, no more. But anyway, so we sit down to watch the women's gymnastics. So we come back from commercial break. There were like six or seven commercials in a row. And we get a tease. And we see a Russian gymnast. And she's doing her thing on the uneven bars and on the balance beam. Very nice. Terrific. Off she goes. Oh, now let's have a profile by Matt Lauer on the only one Romanian gymnast this year. Okay, fine. So we see this story. It's another 4 minutes. Hey, those U.S. women's gymnastic people, they're coming up. So make sure you stay tuned here on the big NBC. Okay, we are. And then we go to commercial and another commercial and another commercial and yet another one. Then a promo of what we're going to see and we go to another commercial. We come back and yes, there they are. It's the U.S. women's gymnastic team. These women that we've heard so much about, I want to see. So one of the ladies goes out and does her thing and you know what? Oh, now it's time for another commercial. Enough. They're driving people away from the broadcasts. Are people really into the Olympics anymore? It was this giant television spectacle back in the 70s and 80s when you didn't have as many entertainment options. You have tons of them now. You have your phone, your tablet, everything else that goes with it. Do you know that only 2 million more people in the United States watch the opening ceremonies as did Sharknado 4? What does that tell you? We love Sharknado on this show. But still, keep in mind, it was on Sci-Fi. This was on the NBC television network for like 5 hours one night, and they could only draw 2 million more people. Says a lot. Sticking with sports, time once again for Sports in Focus and Adam Walsky. And Adam continues his look at the expansion teams in baseball.
We continue our look at baseball's most recent expansions with the first one that I remember back in 1977 when the Seattle Mariners and Toronto Blue Jays entered the American League. For Seattle, it took 18 years to qualify for the postseason as they finally won the AL West in 1995. But despite having Ken Griffey Jr. and Alex Rodriguez in their primes, the Mariners have been unable to qualify for a World Series, losing three American League Championship Series between 1995 and 2001. Meanwhile, the Blue Jays broke a 22-year playoff drought last season, losing the ALCS in six games to the eventual world champion Royals. But in the early 90s, Toronto was on top of the baseball world as the Jays became the first team to win consecutive World Series since the Yankees of 77 and 78. The Blue Jays also won division titles in 89 and 91, but lost the ALCS in five games to Oakland and Minnesota, respectively. With Sports in Focus, I'm Adam Walsky. Back to you, Ed.
Thanks, Adam. Stay with us. Richard Lewis is next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalecki.
America Weekend.
listen to American Biker Minute. One's urge to dismiss any new invention as a dumb idea will invite some to tag you as a Luddite, even if this invention is a smartphone built into a motorcycle windshield.
Hey, stupid!
Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Reviewers describe it in glowing terms like simple and smart, virtual dashboard, navigation safely in your periphery while you're on the open road. Show of hands from the people who would like their windshield to remind them to call the boss, even though forgetting about work is a prime reason we ride. For the few who will attempt to navigate with a windshield that signals phone calls, accepts texts, and surfs the net, try to remember the reason you bought a motorcycle to begin with. American Biker Minute. Transport to the open road on two wheels.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Recently, Jack was diagnosed with narcolepsy after falling asleep at the wheel and crashing into a streetlight. Narcolepsy is a sleep disorder which can cause a person to fall asleep at inappropriate times. Since Jack now has medication for his disorder, he's decided to keep driving. But isn't this dangerous? Legally, is a narcoleptic even allowed to drive? The final verdict after this.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
If a doctor has prescribed medication to correct a disorder, then the state views the disorder as corrected. In this case, even a narcoleptic can legally drive. And that's the final verdict.